The flood didn't really happen. It's just an allegory and blah, 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 blah. And Jesus didn't really rise from the dead and on. We can choose to believe it or we can choose not to believe it, but God wrote it down in a particular way so that we could have it. 2 Peter 1:21, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." In other words, we did not get the Word of God by the will of man. We got the Word of God by the will of God. God gave us His Word. Did He work through men? Yes. But it still came directly from God, just like it did here with Jeremiah. God spoke to Jeremiah, and then Jeremiah spoke the words out loud, and Baruch wrote them down, and we got pieces of the book of Jeremiah from that process. Now, a couple of verses in the New Testament. Mark chapter 12. I just want to show you that God says the same thing when He's referring to some Old Testament scriptures. Mark chapter 12, look at verse 36. Look what it says. "For David himself said by the Holy Ghost." So he's now going to quote a verse out of Psalms. But God is saying here in the New Testament, David said by the Holy Ghost. So in other words, God spoke through David. Now go to Luke chapter 1 and we'll see it again. Luke chapter 1 verse 70. Luke 1:70 says, "As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets." So notice it says by the mouth of his prophets. So God gave the prophets the word. Holy men of God spake. So the part of the process that we're seeing here in Jeremiah is where the scribes then wrote it down. So God spake it through the prophets, and then the scribes wrote it down, and God gave us His Word. Now we can believe this or not, but this is how God chose to do it. And the Bible goes on to say, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, as soon as people begin to question the validity of God's Word, then they don't believe that Scripture, do they? Because it says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And when people begin to change it or question it, then they don't believe it was inspired by God. They believe that there's mistakes or that man messed it up along the way. And that brings us to the truth of preservation of His Word. Did He not promise us? In Psalm 12, He says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." In Psalms 12, 6 and 7. So God promised to preserve His Word. He either did it or He didn't. But we, by faith, believe He did. But we get just a glimpse in this chapter of the process. And Baruch said, "It really wasn't that complicated. Jeremiah spoke, and I wrote it down. That's it." And that's how God did it. So these men here in verse 16 of our passage says they were afraid, but they wanted to know more from Baruch. They said, how did this happen? And he told them. And so then they said, verse 19 of our passage, "Then said the princes unto Baruch, go hide." So they already know that the king, who wasn't a good king, isn't going to like what he has to say. "So we want you and Jeremiah to go hide, and let no man know where ye be." Because when the king hears these words, we suspect his response is not going to be a good one. And so verse 20, "They went into the king and to the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elisha, the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. And the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll." So first they went to the king and said, "King, God spoke through Jeremiah, and Baruch wrote it down, and this is what it said." Now, they didn't have the roll in their hands at this time. They just basically paraphrased and said, "This is what God said through Jeremiah the prophet." And so the king sent Jehudi to fetch the actual roll. And he took it out of Elisha the scribe's chamber, and Jehudi read it in the ears of the king. and in the ears of all the princes which stood beside the king. And the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass, when Jehudah had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire. So they already knew there was going to be a problem, and that's why they told Jeremiah and Baruch to go hide. And they actually hid the roll, but then once the king ordered it, it had to happen because he's the king. And they only read a few pages, and the king said, "I don't like what this has to say." And because he was the king, he thought he had the authority to cut it up and throw it into the fire. That's the word of God. Can you imagine? So when Bibles were burnt under Hitler, it wasn't the first time. And so it says the roll was consumed in the fire. So God spake his word through Jeremiah. Baruch wrote it down. It was the word of God written, and now it's burnt up. Why? Verse 24, yet they were not afraid. So we just saw in verse 16, they were afraid, these other princes, and they said, this isn't good. Our behavior as a nation does not line up with God's word, and God's pronounced these curses upon us, and we need to change our ways. We want the king to hear what this says, but we're afraid he's not going to respond well, so go hide and hide the roll. The king ordered the roll to be brought, burnt it up. Why? They weren't afraid. Well, isn't this how it works today? People hear the word, and they're either afraid or they aren't afraid. It comes down to the heart of man. Same book, same power, but it comes down to our choice. When we hear it, do we fear the consequences of our sin, which is to go to hell? Do we fear God, who is the creator of the universe, who's the judge and the righteous and holy one, or not? Because the Bible says our God is a consuming fire. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. They were not afraid. Why? Their hearts were hardened. How many times have we told in the Bible, harden not your hearts? But even when we share the gospel with people, the Bible says, as the Apostle Paul traveled around and shared the gospel in Acts 28, it says, some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. Same gospel, same power. Some believe and some don't believe. It comes down to man and man's attitude toward the word. And this is the condemnation that was pronounced. If you go to John chapter 3, this was the condemnation that was pronounced upon man, that man had an opportunity to actually meet and hear the creator of the universe in a man, incarnated in a man in Jesus Christ. And for the most part, they rejected what he had to say. John 3 verse 19, this is the condemnation. That light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. The reason people don't get saved, and they always have a long list of excuses, amen? And if you've ever witnessed anybody, you know it gets really complicated trying to keep up with all the excuses. The Bible says it all, there's a root to all of those excuses. It's a three-letter word called sin. That's really the bottom line. It's sin. People don't want to acknowledge that they're a sinner, because as soon as you acknowledge you're a sinner, then you have to acknowledge that you're going to be accountable for that sin, like we talked this morning, and that you're going to have to answer for it someday by either getting it forgiven or facing the judgment that it results in. So it's much easier to say, I don't want to hear it. Because everybody knows they're a sinner. Nobody questions that. But I don't want to hear it. They don't want to come to the light. That's what? Their deeds should be reproved. And some people's response is like the king's. I don't want to hear what the Bible has to say. Keep it away from me. But I like how the chapter finishes. So what we see here is the Word of God is powerful. We see the process, how we got the Word of God. God spake, as it says, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Scribes wrote it down as it was spoken by the prophets, and hence we got the Word of God, and eventually it was collated and so forth. Here we have a king who hears the word of God after his princes are afraid of it. Who's not afraid of it, he burns it up. So verse 27, then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the roll. And the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee again another roll and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, hath burned. This is God speaking. He says to Jeremiah, go get another roll. Let's do it again. Isn't that good? I mean, God didn't forget what he told Jeremiah. He says, let's do this again. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim, king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cease or cause to cease from thence man and beast? Therefore, thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day of the heat and in the night of the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity. And I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them. So you might have burned the roll, but you're going to answer for it. Sounds like Revelation chapter 22, doesn't it? Where God said, if you take away from my book, I'll take your name out of the book of life. If you add to my book, I'll add to you all the plagues and the curses of this book. In other words, don't mess with my book. And God says to Jehoiakim, not only am I going to punish you, I'm going to punish all your servants, I'm going to punish your seed, I'm going to punish everybody because you burned up my book. Verse 32, then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides unto them many like words, which you now hold in your hand, the book of Jeremiah. And that's something. So God's word is from God, the creator of the universe. We hold in our hands the inspired, preserved, perfect word of God. The devil hates the word of God, and from the beginning of human history has tried to question it and destroy it. Of course, he can't, because God promised to preserve it. But this powerful book, when it's presented to a soul, has the power to convert lives, or we wouldn't be here this evening. But it also has the power to bring forth anger. If people don't want to hear what it has to say, it's up to them. Believe it or not believe it. Trust it or don't trust it. Get saved, don't get saved. Obey it, not obey it. The word doesn't change. It's just our response. It's up to us. But I just appreciate this chapter because unlike any other chapter in the scripture, it shows us the simplistic process of how we got the word of God. God spoke to prophets, scribes wrote down what they said, and here we hold it in our hands. And the world can scoff at it. So-called Christian liberal groups can say that there's problems. Just let them say what they want to say. We're going to believe what God told us. Amen? We have the Word of God. It's perfect, it's preserved, it's powerful, and we can trust it. And God chose to use man to give it to us. Again, he didn't have to do that. He could have dropped it out of the sky. He could have spoken to us audibly along the way, but he chose to write it down in a book through men. And we can choose, therefore, to believe it or not believe it. But he's given it to us. He says, here it is. Here's the truth. I'm revealing myself. I'm revealing sin and the history of man and the future of man. You can choose to get saved or not get saved. But here's my word. He's not going to speak to us audibly during this age. He's not going to drop a roll out of the sky. He gave us the book, the Holy Bible. And now we see the process, and that man can go either way in his response. So I appreciate this chapter. Take thee a roll of a book. Amen. Let's pray.